再过三天，将要进入2020年。
In about 3 days, we're entering the year 2020.
那我们都希望明年能够过得比今年更好。
All of us would hope that next year would be a better year than this year.
所以很多人都说这个明天会更好。
So many people have this saying that tomorrow will be better.
那明年会更好，是因为这个计划是有典故的。
The tomorrow will be better comes from a little history.
因为在1985年的时候在非洲的伊索比亚发生很大的饥荒。
In the year 1985, in Ethiopia, in Africa, there was a famine.
所以很多人处在这个饥饿的环境之下。
Many people were living in that famine.
那个时候美国的歌手他们就集合一些很多唱歌的歌星来唱一首歌叫做四海一家，叫 We Are The World.
So, at that time, they gathered some good singers in the United States and they sang this one song, We Are The World.
同时他们还成立一个基金叫做 USA for America. USA 就是希望能够帮助那些，这个基金的名字叫做美国帮助非洲。
So at that time, they also established a fund saying that the US aid it from America.
那这个台湾也不例外。
In Taiwan, there was also such a fund.
一样的歌星大胆集合起来唱出这个明天会更好。
And in they gathered also some good singers singing tomorrow will be better.
他们除了出钱以外，还给他们一个希望。
Aside from singing, they gave them a hope.
所以这是一个普世的爱心。
This was a universal love.
那明天就是未来。
Tomorrow means in the future.
那神让我们人有计划明天。这个能力
God allows us as human beings to be able to plan for tomorrow.
那也有能够有一个思考有个希望的这种的心思意念。
God gives us the mind and the thoughts to think about planning.
但是我们没有办法来掌握明天的能力。
However, we don't have the ability to grab hold of tomorrow.
所以我们没有办法掌握明天。
Even though we cannot be confident about tomorrow,
但是人们还是很认真的为了明天而付出而努力。
But as men, we all pay our greatest efforts to work hard for tomorrow.
因为大家都期盼有个更美好的明天。
Because everyone would wish for a better tomorrow.
就是因为这样子，我们父母亲也是不辞辛劳远从各个不同国家。来到美国这个地方。
Because of this, we as parents also came from afar, from different places to the United States.
就是期望我们的下一代有一个更美好的明天。
In the hope that our next generation would have a better future.
那圣经也是给我们一个活泼的盼望。
The Bible in the same way gives us a living hope.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
The book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
First Peter chapter one verse three。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个活泼盼望是持续的，是不会死的。
This living hope is continuous and will not cease.
这个活泼盼望是从神而来的。
This living hope comes from God.
所以我们基督徒的盼望不但是只在今生有盼望。
So as Christians, our hope is not only in this world.
那今生的盼望就是我们这一代为什么要那么辛苦的付出，也是为了下一代。
This hope in this world that we're working after, so that we can leave a better future for our next generation.
我们大家都希望有一个更好的生活。
We all desire a better life.
就是基督徒也是如此
Even Christians, we do that.
何况是这些没有信主的人，大家都一样，也是为着更美好的明天而在打拼。
What more, these unbelievers who have not come to believe in Jesus, they work hard for a better tomorrow.
那我们信主的人呢？这个盼望是不会死的。
But for believers in Christ, this living hope will not die.
因为没有信主的人，他们的盼望到死那一天呢，到死的那一天就结束了。
Because for those that are unbelieving, their hope will cease the day that they die.
可是我们的盼望是活的，就是我们死的那一天还是有盼望的。
But our hope is living continuously even after we die.
因为我们的盼望是活的，是从神而来的。
Because our hope is a living hope that comes from God.
所以就是我们这一辈子过去以后，我们还是有指望，还是有盼望的。
So after this lifetime, continuously, we still have hope.
所以我们作为基督徒不要只在今生有盼望。
So as Christians, let us not only have hope in this lifetime.
因为在今生有盼望是每一个人的权利的。
Because it is the right of everyone to have a hope in this lifetime.
可是今生的盼望会随着我们这一辈子过去的而结束。
But the hope of this lifetime will ebb away just as our lives.
那神还给我们一个更美好的盼望。
But God gives us a more beautiful hope.
所以我们作为基督徒就是活着就是要有盼望。
Therefore, as Christians, when we live, we need to have hope.
而且也要为着盼望而活啊。
And we have to live for our hope.
所以人不能够没有一个希望。
So as human beings, we cannot live without hope.
就是做生意的人，他也有一个盼望啊。
Even business people, they have a hope.
好，我们请看雅各书。
Let's refer to James.
雅各书第四章。
Book of James, chapter 4.
第四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
第四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
你们有话说啊，今天、明天我们要往某城里去啊，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。好，那这个是生意人。
These are businessmen.
那生意人呢，他们也有计划，他们也有明天呢。
As business people, they have to plan for tomorrow.
哦，他们要往哪个城市去做生意，而且在这里做一年了，住了一年。
They shall go to such and such a city, spend a year there.
那生意好的话，可能再继续租哈、哦，租这个房子啊，继续把生意扩展。
If the business is good, then they continue renting there and expand their business.
哦，这是一般的人呢、啊。
This is a general saying.
啊、哦，但是我们信主的人，当然啊、就是好像。在以后所说的哈，我们也要看神的意思啊，要祷告啊，要求神带领我们的路啊。
But as Christians, we then proceed to the next verses, saying that we need to trust in God and see what God's will is and let God guide us.
也就是说，我们的盼望不要只是说在乎我们自己的想法。
Which means our hope is not just limited to our own thinking.
我们的盼望还要跟主耶稣有相关联。
Our hope need to be linked together to God.
那不然的话，真的我们。的计划也不一定能够实现呢、啊。
Otherwise, our plans might not come into fruition.
啊，所以就是生意人，哎，他们也有希望，有盼望啊。
Even business people, they have their hope and they have their wishes.
就是农夫啊，农夫啊，也有一个希望啊。
Even the farmers have their hopes.
啊，第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
第七。
Verse 7.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看呐、啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。所以，就是农夫啊，他们播种撒种以后，也是有个希望指望。
So this farmer after spreading the seeds, they have a hope.
所以，从圣经简单的两节来看的话，我们就知道每个阶层的人啊，不管你是读书人、没有读书，还是说你是乡下人、城市人啊，不管什么。阶级啊，什么种族，每一个人都要有个希望啊。
So from these two verses of the Bible, we can deduce that whether you're a person who is educated or uneducated, or whether you're living in the urban city or in the rural area, everyone has a hope.
那圣经就很简单了，不能够记载全部吧哈，所以它记载这两种人，一种是生意人，一种是农夫。
The Bible cannot contain all the different descriptions, but it can make definitions for the business people and the farmer.
所以我们就知道、哦、我们要鼓励我们现代我们不论学生时代哈，还是在上班，一定要有一个计划，要有个盼望。
So we have to encourage our next generation, whether they're still in school or in the workplace, we have to have a plan and a hope.
不要失去盼望。
Let us not lose our hope.
不要放弃希望。
Let us do not give up on our hopes.
何况我们是有主的帮助，主的带领啊。
We even have the help of God.And the guidance of God.
那我们来看什么叫做盼望啊
？Then let us see what is the meaning of this hope.
那盼望，我们知道就是一直的往前看。
We know that hope means looking forward.
啊，向远处的一个目标一直注视着。
Just as we set a goal in the far end.
因为有这个目标的话，他就要集中心力来往这个目标前进。
Having this goal in mind, then we have to set our mindset to to proceed to that goal.
啊，这个盼就是引颈啊，这个把脖子伸得很长啊。
Then we can extend our neck forward.
啊，就是在期盼的某一个事情的发生。
Because we're wishing and in the hope of something to happen.
啊，就是好事情的发生啊。
For good things to happen.
我们都是希望好事情发生。
We all hope for good things to happen.
啊，不好的事情啊，不要来。
Those bad things, let them not come.
所以我们也希望明年的好事情发生。
So we also hope that next year we will have plenty of good things.
我们自己要有好事情发生。
That many good things will befall upon us.
我们的家庭有好事情发生。
That many things will come into our family.
我们的教会也是有好事情发生。
That many things will happen in our church.
我们整个国家也是有好事情发生。
And many good things will happen in our nation.
所以我们的颈就是一直往前看这个，看这个目标啊。
Therefore, we extend our neck forward to look forward.
好，那这个有个哲学家，他这么定义盼望。
There is a certain philosopher giving a definition of hope.
啊，他说盼望是对可能发生事情的一种的热情。
He defined hope as a fervency toward the happening of something good.
所以他这里所要强调是这热情啊。
He emphasized on the word fervor.
那盼望就是跟可能相关联，可能。
And it's also related to the possibility.
那我们就是这个判断有几个要素了。
There are many aspects of hope.
就是我们要想象，还是要做梦哈，做梦一样。
We're like imagining or being in a dream.
啊，所以有些教育家还鼓励孩子们做梦。
So many educators encourage children to have a dream.
啊，你做梦人可以飞。
You dream that a man can fly.
啊，真的，现在人可以飞啊。
And truly enough, nowadays men can fly.
当然我们是没有两个翅膀。
Of course, we don't have two wings.
那没有两个翅膀的话，你就要想办法怎么样有两个翅膀啊。
We having no two wings, then you need to think of how to have wings.
啊，当时我们坐飞机也可以往上飞啊。
Then you can sit on a plane and then fly.
啊，但是现在有那个什么单人的这个滑翔啊，也是张开你的翅膀哈，啊，借着一个东西也能够飞啊。
Then nowadays they have this personal craft where you can You can go up to the sky and fly.
所以就是有这个梦想，有这个目标。
You have this dream and you have this goal.
而且也要这个热忱啊。
Then you also need this fervor.
因为没有热忱的话，你就不想去做啊。
This enthusiasm will push you forward. Otherwise,
没有热忱的话，我们的梦想只是变成白日梦。
Your dream will be a daydream.
这白日梦没用，只是坐在家里做梦而已啊。
A daydream would only allow you to sit at home and then keep on dreaming.
因为他没有一个热忱。
Because there's no enthusiasm in it.
啊，所以我们鼓励孩子，你要做梦没关系呀。
So we encourage our children. It's good to have a dream.
啊，有的人做梦，他说他以后要成为怎么样的人。
Some people dream of becoming someone in the future.
来服务人群。
To help in the community,
还是来服务教会
or to help the church.
啊，甚至有的人就有个梦想啊，将来以后要献身来为主做一些工作。
And some people even have the dream to, in the future, come out to serve the Lord.
那这个要有个热忱。
This all requires our enthusiasm.
热忱的话，你就要去准备啊。
With this enthusiasm, we need to make preparations.
啊，怎么发明飞机的
？How do people invent the airplanes?
我们就那个莱特是吧？兄弟哈，发明飞机的人。
These Wright brothers.
那他们两个人就是有这个梦想。
They both of them have this dream.
他们也有热忱。
They also have the enthusiasm.
他们也相信这个事情可以实现的。
And they believe that this thing is possible to exist.
他们只要是不相信的话
，without their belief，
也没有办法产生这个热忱，因为他们没办法相信。
They cannot be motivated by their own enthusiasm because they don't believe it will happen.
所以有梦想。
So with this dream,
有热忱
with enthusiasm,
而且你如果相信你的梦想能够实现
and then we believe that this dream may come true,
还要投入啊
then we need to go into it.
不投入的话，什么事情也办不成的
We put in all our efforts so that it can come to fruition.
我说这几个要素是非常重要的
These few factors are very important.
不然的话只是变成白日梦
Otherwise, it will all come to become a daydream.
所以我们也要鼓励我们的下一代哈，没关系哈，你就尽量。有个梦想
So we also need to encourage our next generation, saying it's okay, you can have a dream.
那约瑟他也做梦啊
Even Joseph has a dream.
所以这个梦想就是要有热忱，你要相信，也要投入。
So this dream requires your enthusiasm and your belief, and then you can put in your greatest effort into it.
好，那圣经怎么解释盼望
？How does the Bible then explain about hope?
好，请来翻看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章的24节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 24.
罗马书八章二十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 24。
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还能盼望他所看见的呢？二十五节。
25。
但我们若盼望那所不能见的，就必忍耐等候。啊，所以这也是提到什么叫做盼望。
Here also mentioned about hope。
那盼望就是未来，就是还没有发生的事情，好像我们刚刚所说这个逐梦啊，做梦是有个梦想。
Hope is about something that's not happening yet, and it's in the future, just like what we have said about the dream.
啊，就是关于未来的事情啊。
It regards to something in the future.
所以我们就是盼望那个还所看不见的。
So we're hoping about something that we have not seen.
那保罗意思啊，这个所看不见的是指的神的国度啊。
What Paul is referring here is the kingdom of God.
啊，这个是我们人生的终极目标。
This is the ultimate goal for our lives.
那这个是最大的盼望。
This is our greatest hope.
那有这个盼望呢，我们就要忍耐等候。
With this hope, then we will endure and persevere.
也就是不能急呀。
Which means we cannot be impatient.
啊，所以我们做梦要像约瑟一样啊，不能急呀。
Just like Joseph having this dream, he cannot be impatient.
他也等了十三年。
He waited for 13 years.
事实上，他也不知道他的梦想能不能够实现。
In fact, he did not know if his dream can come into fruition.
哦，因为他这个做梦啊，什么他的兄弟都要跟他下拜呀。
Because he dreamt that all his brothers would come and bow down to him.
啊，就是说他以后会成为一个很有权势的人。
That in the future he would be a strong and powerful man.
但他不知道这个怎么去实现呢。
But he didn't know all these things. How would it come into fulfillment?
那我们看这个十三年的过程当中啊，他过得很辛苦。
But looking at the process of these 13 years, he lived his years in pain.
这个简直是他的梦想已经快要破灭了。
It looked like his dream had crushed.
但是因为这个梦想，这个盼望是从神来的。
But because this dream, this hope came from God.
所以一定会实现的。
This will surely be fulfilled.
所以诗篇也是记载说，就他就忍耐。
Even the book of Psalms said he endured patiently.
那神呢在考验他。
Because God was testing him.
啊，所以这个两方面互相配合，万事都是互相效力的。
So these both things work together for the good, like everything works together for the good. For those who love God.
那既然明天是未来。
Since tomorrow means the future.
那我们也有很多各种不同的明天呢。
We have many types of tomorrows.
也就是各种不同的选择。
We also have many different types of choices.
所以换句话说，你希望你的明天是怎么样
？In other words, what would you like your tomorrow to be?
那这个人的这个生活方式，你就要选择，就是明天怎么样，你就要选择。怎么样的生活方式
？By wanting what kind of tomorrow, then you will set your lifestyle to meet it.
我们有两种不一样的明天。
We have two types of tomorrows.
好，我们请看诗篇。
Let's refer to the book of Psalms.
十七篇。
17.
诗篇的十七篇十四节。
Psalm 17, verse 14.
诗篇十七篇的十四节。
Psalm 17, verse 14. Verse 14.
主啊，求你用所救的脱离啊，救我脱离世人，脱离那只在啊，只在这个今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物呢留给他们的婴孩。啊，这是第一种人的明天呢。
This is the first type of tomorrow for the first type of people.
啊，这种人就是以物质为导向。
These people focus on materialism.
啊，他们是追求物质的享受、物质的福分。
The pursue after the blessing of materialism.
那他们这辈子还花不完呢。
They cannot spend all their materials in this age.
哦，他们还可以把剩下的财宝了，这些钱财啊。动产不动产还留给他们的子孙。
They can even leave the rest of their possessions to their next generation.
那么他们要过世的时候
，and before they leave，
他们都拍拍胸膛
，they will pat themselves.
啊，满足了。
I am satisfied.
哎，我这辈子满足了。
Throughout this lifetime, I'm satisfied.
我自己花不了，还有钱呢，留给子孙。
I still have some money to leave to my children.
啊，孩子们呢，你们也放心呐。
And my children.Rest well.
所以他们叫心满意足。
They are fully satisfied.
啊，所以我们不要看作世间的人啊，他们好像这些人啊，其实他们也是能够心满意足的。
So let's not look at the people of the world in another with another eyesight, because actually they can be satisfied too.
那这是世间的人，一般的人 世俗的人所定义的成功。
These are the people of the world, how they define the meaning of success.
很多人也是为了这一个成功在努力啊。
And many people march toward this success.
当然我们也是啊。
Of course, we too.
不然为什么要去学校读书啊？
Otherwise, why would we be educated in the schools?
不然的话，您只在家里面读圣经就可以了。
Otherwise, you can just stay at home and read your Bibles.
为什么还要去上班？
Why do we need to go to work?
为什么还要很认真上班来赚钱呢？
Why do we need to give up our full effort in our work?
就是为了这个部分呢。
Because of this part.
但是这个作诗的人呢，他说不要只停留在这里呀。
But this psalmist was saying, do not just stop here.
啊，这个是好啊。
This is good.
就是我们现在的人，一般的人哈，凡是人都是有这个目标，有这个盼望。
This is a general goal and general hope for general people.
啊，所以我们要告诉孩子，要认真读书啊。
We have to tell our children, you have to study.Well,
啊，你不能够因为做圣工的原因，你就是做圣工只是一个借口，就荒废你的功课。
Do not use sacred work in the church as an excuse so that you don't have to study.
因为现在就是一个打基础的时候。
Because this is a time that we build foundation.
啊，打基础以后才能够来为神做圣工啊。
After we have built a good foundation, in the future we can do a beautiful work for God.
啊，比如说你不读大学的话。
For example, if you don't go to college.
那你说你要很热心啊，甚至将来还要成为专职的这个工人。
And then you can say that you want to have this fervency in the future to serve as full-time ministers.
啊，可是专职的工人有一个条件呢。
But full-time ministers also have a prerequisite.
啊，你至少要大学毕业呀。
At least you have to have graduated from college.
啊，所以你为了要做圣工，也是要在社会上也是要很认真的做事，认真的读书的。
So in order for you to do sacred work in the society, you also need some experience and education.
所以我们的明天呢，不只是停留在今生今世。
So tomorrow cannot stop just for this lifetime.
啊，因为圣经告诉我们啊。
Because the Bible tells us.
啊，这个彼得他们说，哎。主要是我们都抛弃一切来跟随你呢。
Peter and the rest said that we have given up everything to follow you.
那我们能够得到什么？
What can we gain then?
所以门徒好像是希望能得到真心的祝福啊。
So the disciples were like wishing that they can inherit some blessings in this lifetime.
因为的确在旧约时代都是以这个财物的多少来衡量啊，神是不是有祝福？
Because indeed in the Old Testament.That a person's blessing is measured by their material wealth.
啊，可是到了新约时代不一样啊。
But in the New Testament, it is different.
啊，所以主耶稣就告诉他们。
So the Lord Jesus told them.
啊，凡是为着我的名啊，撇下一切的。
Everyone who has left everything because of my name.
啊，他们在今生啊，今生，今生要得百倍的祝福。
In this lifetime, they shall inherit 100 times fold.
所以圣经不是否定大家在为了今生而努力。
Therefore, the Bible does not deny the fact that everyone should strive for this lifetime.
那主耶稣还说，今生有百倍祝福，还有来世啊，来生的应许呀。
The Lord Jesus said, "This in this lifetime you will be blessed multiple fold, and then in the lifetime to come."
所以我们不只是停留在今生。
So we don't only stop in this lifetime.
所以我们再继续看十五节。
We continue to read verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。那这种人啊，也有他们的明天呢。
For this type of person, they will also have their tomorrow.
那他们的明天就是说，在意中能够见神的面啊。那将来死以后，那复活的时候，能够亲眼看到神。
Their tomorrow is to see the face of the Lord in righteousness, and in the future, when they awake, they will see the face of the Lord and be satisfied.
So, this is what we need to do to be more
committed,
to be more concerned.
This is a goal and a hope that we should focus even more than what we have in this lifetime.
This is also a goal and a hope.
This is also our navigation of our spiritual life.
啊，不只是以物质生活为导向。
Not only do we base our material things in this lifetime as a navigation.
也是过着一个以神为中心的生活，以神为中心。
We also need to live a life with God as the center.
啊，这种人才会心满意足啊。
Only this type of person can be satisfied.
那第一种的心满意足是跟财务有相关联。
So the first type of satisfaction is related to our material wealth.
那我们想想，每一个人都希望能够发财啊。
Think about it. Everyone wants to be wealthy.
但几个人能够真正的发财
？But how many people can actually be truly wealthy?
梦想是梦想啊。
Dream is a dream.
啊，不一定每一个人都能够成功啊。
It doesn't mean that everyone will succeed.
而且 要为了要得到更多的财物，也要付出很多的代价。
And in order to gain more wealth, you need to pay more efforts.
这个是很现实的。我们看看这个报章杂志啊。
This is such a practical thing when you read the newspapers.
很多人为了要追求这个这种财务上的富足啊。
Many people, in order to pursue after great wealth,
牺牲了家庭。
They have sacrificed their families.
很多人离婚呢。
They have divorced.
啊，牺牲了孩子啊。
They have sacrificed their children.
因为他们非常忙碌啊，孩子都得不到父母亲的爱。
Because of their busy lifestyle, they don't, their children cannot receive the love from the parents.
所以为了要追求这种美好的明天呢
？In order to pursue after such a better tomorrow,
他付出很多的代价。
They paid a great price.
到头来是不是能够心满意足呢
？In the end, can they receive this satisfaction?
也是打个问号啊。
We have a question mark here.
很多人啊说，假如叫我再重新人生再重新来一次的话
，So many people would say if this life would be reversed, rewinded one more time.
他就不会这样做了的。
They will never do such a thing.
他会以第二种啊，第二种以属灵的生活为导向的这种的人生。
They will fix their navigation on the second type, which is the spiritual guidelines.
因为这种啊，就是有一个神。心中有神啊、
Because this type of person in their heart, they have God.
他们是以神为乐。
They delight in the Lord.
以神为乐的话，就有个家庭的和谐，
when、
家庭的温馨呢、啊。
When they have the delight in the Lord, they have a warm family.
啊，他已经是很珍惜这配偶的。
They must be
很珍惜他的配偶。
Treasuring their spouse.
很珍惜他的家庭。
They treasure their families.
所以这个家庭就很和乐、很圆满。
So this family would be warm and whole.
然后呢？
And then,
所以说啊，家和万事兴。
There is such a saying that if there's harmony in the family, everything will prosper.
只要大家这个家庭能够同心的话。
Once the family can be united,
那吃饭没问题呀、啊。
You don't have any problem with food.
大家能够出去上班，可能同心协力呀、啊。
Everyone can be united and go to work.
啊，就是最贫穷的拿俄米跟路德。
Even Naomi and Ruth, who were very poor.
啊，一个是媳妇，一个是婆婆。
One was the daughter-in-law, the other was the mother-in-law.
这两个人是很贫穷啊。
These two persons were very poor.
但只要他们两个人同心。
But with their united in the heart.
啊，他们有一个目标，就是敬拜回来敬拜神呢、啊。
They had a common goal, which is to return and worship God.
啊，所以他们才想要回到伯利恒。
Only because of that, they returned to Bethlehem.
那是敬拜神的地方啊。
That is a place to worship God.
所以路德愿意以拿俄米所拜的神为神。
Ruth wanted to worship the God that Naomi worshipped.
啊，本来是他们有两个神呢、啊。
In the beginning, they had two different gods.
拿俄米是敬拜天上的真神呢、啊。
Naomi worshipped the God in heaven.
那路德的他们摩押地啊的摩押神呢、啊、
？Ruth, however, worshipped the God of the Moabites.
啊，现在两个人决定同心。
Now the two persons decided to be together.
所以两个人同行。
And then they walked together.
啊，敬拜。一个神
to worship the same true God,
就是创造天地的主宰
which is the Lord who created the heavens and the earth,
也是他们的祖先亚伯拉罕所拜的神
which is the God of their ancestors Abraham.
所以神就祝福他们家和万事兴啊
So God blessed them greatly because of this unity in the family and that made them prosper.
以属灵的生活为导向
They set the goal for their spiritual life.
所以圣经鼓励我们要选择生命
So the Bible encourages us to choose life.
只要是我们的明天的方向确定的
，Once we set a correct goal for our tomorrow，
那我们的生活方式就会不一样啊。
Then the way we live our lives would be different。
我们看啊，圣经有记载这个无知的财主啊。
We know that the Bible records of the ignorant rich, the rich fool。
那的确他是很有智慧啊。
Indeed, this person was quite wise。
啊，他也很会经营生意。
He was able to manage his business。
但圣经称他为无知。
But the Bible called him a fool.
他也是有一个明天，他也是想要说过一个更好的明天。
He also had a tomorrow. He wanted to have a better tomorrow.
啊，有个更好的希望、盼望啊。
He wanted to have a better hope.
他不是以神为中心的。
But his life was not centered around God.
虽然他很有钱
，even though he was wealthy，
但圣经还是称他为啊无知。
But the Bible called him a fool.
因为人啊的组成啊，不只是这个肉体而已啊。
Because what comprised of a man is not that of the body only.
啊，圣经提示我们，人的组成是灵魂体。
The Bible hinted to us that a man is comprised of the body, soul, and spirit.
这才是个健康的所有的人，这个人的这个 human， 我们叫 human being， 这个有个病啊。
This comprised of the human being. This is the being that is comprised of.
哦，这个不只是说一个肉体而已啊。
It doesn't only refer to the body.
还有个精神的层次啊。
We have a mental state.
啊，所以我们有空的话要带着全家人出去旅游啊 ，vacation 啊，这是属于精神层次啊。
So if we have time, we bring our whole family to go out for a vacation. This refers to the mental state.
啊，甚至还可以去听音乐会啊。
Then you can go to a concert.
啊，参观博物馆啊。
You can look at the museums.
这个都是属于精神层次。
These are building your mental state.
啊，但是还有一个属灵更高的层次。
Then there's another realm, which is the spiritual realm.
啊，这属灵更高的层次就带领全家的人都来敬拜神。
In the spiritual realm, you bring your whole family to worship the Lord.
来参加聚会，来参加这个灵恩会。
To come for services, to come for spiritual convocations.
带领全家的人来服侍神。
You guide your whole family to serve God.
啊，这是最好的。
This is the best.
但是这无知的财主啊，可能只是做叫肉体的享受了。
But this rich fool only focused on the material enjoyment.
啊，天天忙忙忙忙。
Every day he would be busy.
哎，没有时间留给家庭。
He will have no time for his family.
没有时间留给孩子。
He has no time to set aside for his children.
哎，没有时间留给他的配偶，留给他的妻子。
He has no time to live for his spouse, his wife.
啊，他想说他很聪明啊，生意做得很成功。
He thought he was very wise because he built such a great business empire.
啊，神。很清楚地告诉他无知的。
But God clearly told him, "You are a fool."
啊，所以我们不要做那种无知的人。
Let us not become such a fool.
我们要追求在神的面前的满足。
We need to pursue so that we can be satisfied before the face of God.
所以雅各书里头在信上富足。
Therefore, in the book of James, saying that we have to be rich in our in our spirit.
我们看主要是为了要让他学生哈能够体验到这种。属灵的满足。
We see that the Lord Jesus, in order to let his disciples experience this spiritual satisfaction,
在主的时候就在山上变貌，在门徒的面前的变貌。
On the mount, the Lord Jesus transfigured himself before his disciples.
有主啊，这万事足啊，有主的时候万事足满足。
With the Lord before us, we will be satisfied in all ways.
我说这些学生们啊，正在看到主的时候变貌以后。
So after the disciples witness this transfiguration of the Lord Jesus.
说哇，在这里真好啊
！He said, "Oh, how good it is to be here."
啊，不想离开啊
！They did not want to depart.
啊，他们希望常拥有哈、啊，经常拥有这种啊心灵的满足。
They desire this continuous spiritual satisfaction.
因为这个心灵的满足啊，是走到哪里都会满足的。
Because with this spiritual satisfaction, wherever they go, they would be satisfied.
这种满足啊，不因为时空，不因为环境改变而改变。
This type of satisfaction will not be interfered by the environment or time.
这个内心的满足啊，是没有一个人能够夺去的。
This inner satisfaction cannot be taken by anyone else.
人可以抢去我们的财产。
People may take our wealth.
疾病啊，可能会让我们的身体啊衰弱。
Sickness may let our bodies deteriorate.
但是没有一个人能够从我们喜的这个心灵的满足，因为主而有的心灵的满足来夺取。
But not one single person can take away the joy.That is the satisfaction in our spirit.
啊，像马其顿教会啊。
Just like the Macedonian church.
啊，他们很贫穷啊。
They were very poor.
他们又是在熬炼当中啊。
And then they were also going through trials.
当那种考验，圣经没有记载说到底是怎么样的一种考验。
The Bible did not, however, specify what kind of trials they went through.
但是一定会让我们觉得，哎呀，可怜呐、啊，可怜呆，可怜呆哈、啊，那么可怜。
But they must be in such a pitiful state.
啊，真的，有些时候我们去家庭访问的。看有的信徒啊，真的是生活过得很辛苦啊。
Sometimes I visit some families and I realize that some members are living a very difficult life.
但是这是一个表面我们所看到的。
But these are just superficial manifestations.
其实可能他们心灵非常满足。
But actually within they may be very
satisfied. 但是从外在来看，哎呀，很贫穷啊。
From the external conditions, they look like they're very poor.
啊，所以当时他们在发起一个运动，就是说啊，耶路撒冷的居民哈。那些信徒啊，他们遭遇饥荒啊，都很贫穷。
So during those times, they had this movement saying that the members in Jerusalem, they were facing famine and were very poor.
所以就发起一个乐捐的运动。
They asked for free will offerings.
但因为马其顿的教会他们很贫穷。
Even though Macedonian church was very poor.
所以当时的工人啊，就说：“哎呀，不用啊，你们自己都自顾不暇哈、啊，你们那么辛苦的，又很贫穷哈、啊，家里的冰箱啊空空的啊。”吃一餐啊，不知道下一餐要往哪里找哈、啊。我看到、啊、你们不用奉献了、啊。
So the workers at that time said, "Oh, don't worry about us. You yourself are very poor. You may not even have a single food in your fridge. So you don't need to offer for us.
啊，他但是他们很坚决说，一定要我们一定要出一点力量。
But during those time, the people said we need to offer something for you. We need to do our part.
所以保罗怎么来形容他们呢
？So how did Paul describe them？
啊，我们看哥林多后书第八章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第八章第一节
Chapter 8, verse 1.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩啊，告诉你们，啊，那这个恩啊，恩典啊，我们想说，哎呀，恩典，他们是不是找到事情啊？哈，啊，受到神物质上祝福啊
？This, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, and this grace of God may refer to some material wealth that God has blessed them with.
啊，所以。这个恩啊，跟我们想象的可能不一样。
So this grace might be different from what we imagined.
第二节，这个恩是什么样的恩典
？What kind of a grace is this? Describe verse two.
第二节说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，能有满足的快乐，在极穷之间呢，还显出格外他们乐捐的厚恩。这个是神给他们大恩典。
That in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. This is the grace that God gave them.
所以可见神的大恩典是指着在痛当中不觉得痛。
So it looked like the grace of God is that when one person is going through sufferings, he does not feel the pain.
在贫穷当中不觉得穷。
In poverty, a person does not feel poor.
在有需要的时候又觉得不需要。
When in need, they do not feel that they're in need.
这种人最厉害呀。
This kind of person is the best.
所以我们看当时神在造这个亚当夏娃。
We see that at that time when God was creating Adam and Eve.
好，他就把这个夏娃造好以后，从这个骨头造好，就带到亚当的面前。
After he created Eve from Adam's rib bone, he brought Eve to Adam.
那圣经怎么形容？
How did the Bible describe?
这个创世纪第二章哈。
In Genesis chapter 2.
第二章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
创世纪第二章二十五节说，当时夫妻两个人呢，赤身裸体，并不羞耻。
25 and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
那这个意思就是说，两个人呢，赤身裸体，两个人呢是一无所有了。
In other words, they were both naked and without anything.
连一件衣服可以穿都没有。
They do not even have one single piece of clothing.
啊，就好像婴儿刚刚出生哈。
Just as an infant when he was born.
出来的什么东西都没有啊
！When the infant was born, he doesn't have anything.
就赤身裸体的意思啊
！They are naked.
身上什么东西都没有。
They don't possess anything.
啊，有的人说啊，家徒四壁，至少还有四面墙壁呀。
Some people said, even though the family is poor, at least they have four walls.
亚当夏娃是他们连一面的墙壁都没有。
But Adam and Eve did not even have one-sided wall.
连锅铲都没有。煮饭的锅还是铲都没有。
They don't have the wok, nor do they have the ladle.
连一件衣服都没有。
Nor do they have a single piece of clothing.
但是呢，他们并不觉得羞耻啊。
And yet they were not ashamed.
意思就是并不觉得干渴，并不觉得有需要。
Meaning they do not feel the thirst or any need.
这个要按赞。
This you can hit like.
我们有按赞，这才按赞啊！你们其他的什么去旅游啦，就是那什么观光，哎呀，不用按赞了。这个才要给他们按赞呢。
When you see your social media saying people go somewhere for tour or vacations, you don't have to hit like. This you have to hit like.
当有一天我们去访问信徒的时候
，One day when you go and visit members.
哎呀，可怜，但那么可怜。
Or you feel that they're in a pitiful state.
可是他不觉得啊。
But they don't feel they're pitiful.
有一次我去拜访我的哥哥。
One day I visited my brother.
那我的哥哥的孩子要请我们吃饭。
So my brother's children were taking us out to dinner.
那因为他要帮我做一些什么这个财务的规划。
They wanted to manage my wealth.
因为他是这个财务规划师啊。
Because they are personal wealth managers, advisors.
那他就告诉我。
So they told me.
他说叔叔啊
，Uncle，
你去的时候还不能够退休。
When you are 70 years old, you cannot retire.
我吓一跳。
I was shocked.
我说为什么七十岁还不能够退休啊
？Why can't I retire at 70?
我想更提早嘿。
I want to retire even earlier.
他说不行不行，哦，你七十岁还不能够退休。
He said no no no, you cannot retire before 70.
他说你的钱不够你退休啊。
Your money is not sufficient for you to retire.
哇，那时候我听了以后。
At that time, upon hearing this,
我非常感谢神啊。
I really thank God.
你说我不过我觉得我够了嘿。
You say I'm not, I don't have enough. I think I do.
我觉得内心充满了感谢的感恩呐。
Within my heart, I was full of thanks.
哦，以人的角度来看是不够啊，你很可怜啊，你。
From the perspective of man, you think I'm a pitiful.
啊，有一位弟兄啊，去机场接我。
There was one brother who came to the airport to pick me up.
他就问我说：“哎，传道啊，你们以后退休要怎么办呢？”
He asked me, Pastor, what are you going to do after you retire?
有钱可以退休吗？
Do you have money to retire?
我说没关系啊，没钱的话，神就安排你来接我，以后你来负责啊。
I said, that's okay. If I don't have money, then God will arrange for you to pick me up. In the future, you'll be responsible for my life.
从此以后他就不敢再问了。
So in the future, he did not dare to ask me this question again.
所以感谢主，我们够了啦。
So thank God we're truly sufficient.
你看人家他们两个呢，什么都没有，他们是够了，不需要了。
See these people, even though they're naked, they feel that they have everything.
这个时候给他按赞。
So you have to hit this like.
所以盼望带来的力量是很大的。
Hope brings about great strength.
使人产生信念啊，产生热忱啊，产生这个力量。
So that we can be motivated to have this fervor, this enthusiasm, and this power.
王冠大卫啊，当时这个非利士人啊，要来向以色列人挑战。
We know that during David's time, the Philistines were challenging the Israelites.
那出现了一个巨人哥利亚。
There came about a great giant Goliath.
哇，大家都很害怕。
Everyone were afraid.
啊，这个哥利亚就一直侮辱以色列人呐。
Goliath screamed insults to the Israelites.
那大卫啊，为着要除去以色列人的羞耻。
So if David, in order to take away this reproach from the Israelites.
我们看他的热忱啊。
We know that he had enthusiasm.
他有信心啊。
He had belief.
他有投入啊。
He also put himself into it.
他真的自己站出来。
He really stood up by himself.
他还是孩童啊。
And he was a
十几岁的孩童啊。
He was a minor.
在父亲看起来啊，你这个是小弟啊，小弟弟啊。
In his father's eyes, you are just a little child. You are a little brother.
他们的哥哥们说啊，你这个弟弟啊。
The older brother saying you are the youngest one.
你来干什么？
What are you here for?
所以很多人反对啊。
Many people were objecting to it.
但是他就有这个盼望。
But he had this hope.
有这个期待。
He had this he looked forward to something.
他有这个信心。
He had the faith.
他这个信心是从神来的。
This faith came from God.
为着要除去以色列人的羞耻。
In order to take away the reproach of Israel.
他就勇敢站出来。
He bravely stood up.
面对这个巨大。巨人啊，哥利亚的挑战。
To face to the stand up to the challenge of this Goliath, the giant.
啊，虽然有人在嘲笑他。
Even though people were mocking him.
但是他还是往前走啊。
But he went forward.
这个就是盼望给他带来的力量。
This is what hope brought about for him.
所以我们孩子啊，不要怕他不会成功的。
So let us not fear that our children will not succeed.
你要只要给他盼望。
Only give them the hope.
给他一个希望。
Give them this hope.
这个盼望跟希望就从神来的。
This hope comes from God.
为什么神可以给我们盼望？
Why can God give us this hope?
就是借着耶稣基督的复活了。
It is through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
死人复活这个不可能嘛。
It is impossible for the dead to be risen.
你就在一万个医生来治疗这个死人，他都不会再活起来的。
Even if you invited 10,000 doctors, they would not be able to raise the dead.
但神的大能大力是耶稣基督复活了。
But the strength and the power of God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
本来是不可能的。
In the beginning, it was impossible.
神的大能大力使他复活。
But the power and might of God raised him up.
使这个事情发生了。
This thing has happened.
这个就是我们盼望的由来啊。
This came from hope.
所以一样的，我们今天不管碰到什么难题。
In the same way today, in all our difficulties.
比赛失败。
We fail in our competitions.
考试失败。
We fail in our tests.
这个什么驾驶执照考试失败。
We fail in our driving license application.
生意失败。
We fail in our businesses.
都没关系。
It's all right.
死人都可以复活啊。
The dead can even be risen.
所以我们不要被这些失败啊。
Let us not be defeated by all our failures.
因为神给我们一个很好的盼望。
Because God gives us a good hope.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has already been risen from the dead.
这个是神给我们一个盼望的。
So this is the hope that God gives us.
所以神给我们一个不只是说 possible， 不只是一个热情啊，一个可能性。
God does not only give us a possibility，
而是给我们一个 promise。
But a promise.
哦，神给我们不是 possible， possible 有可能会落空啊。
Because possibilities will also end up in nothing.
神给我们一个 promise.
But God gives us a promise.
我说记住啊，不是 possible， 是 promise.
Remember, He doesn't say it is possible, but a promise.
一定会实现的。
It will happen.
所以我们就会盼望新天新地的来临。
We hope for the new heaven and new earth.
只有一个新天新地才能够解决人生所有的问题啊。
Only this new heaven and new earth can solve all the troubles of mankind.
新天新地也就是一个人生的态度。
The new heaven and new earth is also a new attitude in life.
只有一个按照圣经去塑造我们一个正确的人生态度。
Based on biblical principles, we establish a correct attitude and outlook to life.
按照主耶稣的教训去塑造我们一个正确的人生态度。
According to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, we establish and build the correct lifestyle.
才能够解决我们人生各种不同的问题。
Only then can we solve all different types of problems in our lives.
所以我们盼望是有根基的。
So our hope is based on a foundation.
啊，圣经一直提醒说有根有基呀。
The Bible always talk about foundations.
啊，这个盼望怎么能够得到盼望？怎么能够来培养这个盼望
？So how can we cultivate to this hope?
啊，我们来看罗马书第五章第三节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
罗马书第五章第三节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
罗马书第五章第三节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
那忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节。
Verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱加灌在我们心里。所以怎么来产生盼望？
So how can we cultivate this hope?
这里说啊，患难。
Tribulations.
啊，当然我们都不喜欢患难呐。
Of course, we don't like tribulations.
可是没办法，我们说看看刚刚所提到这个马其顿教会。
But we cannot help it. Just now we have talked about the Macedonian church.
你看他们还是一个盼望嘿。
They still have hope.
盼望能够去帮助别人。
They hope to help others.
这个力量从哪里来
？Where did they have this strength from?
从神而来呀。
From God.
所以患难可以生忍耐。
So tribulation produces perseverance.
不然的话怎么办
？Otherwise, what would you do?
请问怎么办
？Let me ask you, what would you do?
像约伯生病
，just like Job, who fell ill.
怎么办
？What are you going to do?
没有人有答案呢、啊。
Nobody would have the answer.
我现在所碰到困难怎么办
？These kind of problems that I meet today, what do I do?
很多弟兄姐妹啊，你要这样做啊，你要那样做啊。
And we have church members encouraging us. You have to do this. You have to do that.
啊，你应该这样子，你应该那样子。
You have to take this action, that action.
啊，真的吗
？Is it true?
有时候你也找不到答案呢、啊。
Sometimes you cannot find the answer too.
我们所能够做的
，What we can do
是什么
？Is
就接受现实啊。
To face reality.
就接受。
Accept.
就等待神的时间，等待神看他怎么做啊。
To wait for the Lord's time to see what the Lord is going to do.
因为人生的戏啊，都是神在安排啊。
So all this this stage, this whole script is written by God.
他是最大的导演。
He is the greatest director.
我们戏演到现在。
We acted out our script until today.
在下一步要怎么办？我们都不知道啊。
What do we act next? We don't know.
除非是导演已经告诉你了。
Unless the director has already told you.
在导演还没有告诉我们之前。
Before the director revealed it to us.
我们就保留啊。
We can only keep up.
我现在要叫演个乞丐，我就演乞丐啊。
If you ask me to act like a beggar, then I will.
我就把它演好啊。
Then I will act it correctly.
啊，在几年以后，我就换不一样的角色了。
After a few years later, I will change my role. Because he is the great director.
我们就是要忍耐啊。
So we need to persevere.
啊，忍耐以后就会成老练。
After that, we will come up with character.
啊，老练就是有个属灵的品格啊。
Character is a spiritual virtue.
你经过那熬练以后，你就有一个气质啊。
After going through that trial, you will have a certain virtue.
啊，虽然这个脸上都满了皱纹了。
Even though you add wrinkles to your face,
但是内心却是很漂亮。
But within your heart, you are beautiful.
外面漂亮，内心不一定是漂亮。
Externally, you might be pretty, but you might not be beautiful inside.
所以一些人呢、啊，经过熬练以后
，But these people have gone through trials.
头发白的
they have gray hair.
皱纹多了
，They have a lot of wrinkles.
但是内心呢，一天漂亮起来。
But their hearts are beautiful more and more each day.
属灵品格
，The spiritual virtue.
啊，老练生盼望。
With character, they have hope.
盼望谁啊
？Hope for what?
盼望那个导演还在那里呀、
啊。Hope on that director who is still there.
导演不在那里的话，戏都结束了。
Without the director's presence,
没戏可唱。
You don't have any stage. You cannot act anything.
导演都跑了，你 你还指望什么戏啊？
If the director is gone, what kind of a script are you acting out?
只要导演还在那里的话，就还有戏啊。
Only when the director is still there, then you can still act.
这是我们的盼望啊。
This is our hope.
啊，所以我们一定要记住神给我们一个活泼的盼望。
So let us continue to remember God gives us a living hope.
那明天会更好。
And tomorrow will be better.
在唱诗182首。
Let us sing hymn 182.